Hello, welcome to part two of Chatterbox, where your readers are me, Mike Spivey, and today I'm joined, as usual, by Lorna Jesty. We have more news items, information desk, and another feature.
Hello, everyone. Well, we start with information desk, and this week we have five items. First, a thank you to Mrs. Daphne Coupland from Norwich and to Jay Day from Carlton Road for sending us your stamps for our Vision Norfolk collection. And a well done to Mrs. Judith Morrow for getting 18 questions right in the recent quiz. It's good to know how much you enjoy the variety of news articles we produce. It's always interesting and often fun when choosing which ones to include each week.
Now we have two forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk. Sailing with the Nancy Oldfield Trust. A minibus leaves the Norwich Bradbury Activity Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. The cost is £18 for the sailing, payment to the Nancy Oldfield Trust. There's no charge for the minibus. Please note all dates are a Thursday. Contact Mark or Helen to book your place and note that places are limited and must be pre-booked. To book and contact Mark or Helen, contact them on 01603 573000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. And by the way, the next sailing is Thursday, the 24th of October.
Telefriends, a friendly listening ear. Vision Norfolk's Telefriend service offers a free, friendly, confidential listening ear to anyone experiencing sight loss across the Norfolk area. The service gives you the opportunity to set up a weekly call with a Vision Norfolk volunteer to check in and chat, with calls being made for as long as you require the service. The same volunteer will call each week, giving you the chance to get to know each other. You do not have to talk about sight loss. You can simply have a chat about your memories or what is going on in your life. All the volunteers have access to information about our services, so they can also help recommend activities and services, answer questions, or pass your feedback on to the right members of staff. All our volunteers are trained and DBS checked. Many have experience with sight loss and work within other parts of the charity. This service is designed to give you a chance to talk about your concerns and reduce social isolation. Please note, this is not a professional advice or counselling service. We have some keen, friendly volunteers waiting on the other side of the phone right now. So please get in contact with Mark Smith if you're interested.
You are invited by Wyndham Players to an audio-described performance of Secondary Cause of Death by Peter Gordon, the hilarious comedy with Inspector Pratt, at the Central Hall, Wyndham. Performances are from Wednesday the 20th to Saturday the 23rd of November at 7:45 p.m. with a 2 p.m. Saturday matinee. They offer audio description at any of these performances and also offer to give sighted guide assistance from the bus stop at Wyndham Marketplace for the Saturday matinee performance. Please contact Georgette Vale on 01953 605434 or 07867 681 839 or email secretary at all one word, windhamplayers.org.uk, to book for audio description or for any queries.
Harston Players, established 1927, usually put on three main productions a year with occasional youth productions and one-offs. These are mostly performed at the Harston Sancroft Academy, with some productions also toured to local theatres and venues. This autumn's production is Dad's Army, with four episodes adapted for stage performances. The dates are Friday 25th of October, Saturday 26th of October, and Thursday 31st of October, Friday 1st of November, and Saturday 2nd of November. There is also an afternoon performance on November the 2nd. Following the lead of Windham Players, who seem to be the first amateur group to provide this service, we are going to provide AD, audio description, for both performances on November the 2nd. Windham have kindly lent some equipment to use, and we will have the facility for up to 10 people. Roy Goodwin is taking the lead in this. A long-serving player, he is assisted by Tracy Reeve, who has attended many performances before but has suffered deteriorating eyesight for 30 years and is now almost totally blind. By attending rehearsals together, they are making a hopefully clear and concise script to relate what a blind or partially sighted person cannot see. This will be relayed via earpieces from small receivers on a ribbon around the neck. Starting 10 minutes before curtain up, it will continue throughout the performance in between scenes and without cutting into the dialogue on stage. We hope that this service for those with sight problems will be a big help to enjoy live theatre, and may possibly make the difference between attending such performances or not. Although tickets are available from Robinson's Traditional Stationers in Harston or online, www.harstonplayers.co.uk, to book for audio description on either performance on November the 2nd, please contact Roy on 07768 847 175, or email roygoodwin53@gmail.com, or for any other information.